From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. During his presidential campaign in 2016, Donald Trump promised he would never cut Social Security and claimed he was the only Republican candidate to make such a promise. Since then, Trump has made several overtures toward cutting the program that most Americans rely on. In fact, most recently, when Congress failed to come to agreement on a COVID-19 economic relief bill, Trump used the pandemic as cover by signing an executive order to defer payroll taxes that fund Social Security. He's even gone as far as promising to make those deferments permanent if he wins the November 3rd election. My guest is Nancy J. Altman. She's president of Social Security Works, chair of the Strengthened Social Security Coalition. She has a 40-year background in the areas of Social Security and private pensions. Her latest book is The Truth About Social Security. She's also the author of The Battle for Social Security and co-author of the book Social Security Works. She recently wrote the piece Fact Checking the Fact Checkers. Trump does indeed plan to destroy Social Security. Welcome to the program, Nancy.
Thank you so much for having me.
So when we think about the program, when it's actually named, even conservatives, Republicans, and Trump always go to great lengths to say, we're not going to touch your Social Security or your Medicare. But then they talk about doing things like deferring payroll taxes. I think they might be assuming or hoping that Americans don't notice that those two things are deeply linked, right?
I think that's exactly right. In fact, we really should not call them payroll taxes. Obviously, workers don't have payrolls. But even more fundamentally, it is authorized under the Federal Insurance Contributions Act, which was written in the 1930s before there was all the political spin of, you know, No Child Left Behind and the Patriot Act and all of that. They named their bills straightforwardly. When it was income taxes, they called it the Revenue Act. When it was negotiation between workers' ability to unionize, National Labor Relations Act, and the money to fund the wage insurance that Social Security provides were called insurance contributions or premiums. So these are very important parts. I think most Americans understand it, but when you call it just a payroll tax, it sounds like an income tax, an excise tax. Who doesn't want to cut taxes? But what it really does is it's a radical change to Social Security.
What did Trump promise, and how has he undermined that promise during his last 4 years, and most recently with the executive order he signed?
Now, those of us who followed the issue closely never believed Donald Trump's promise. He understood the politics. In 2011, before he ran for president, he was on Sean Hannity's show, and he basically said Republicans should never say that they're for cutting Social Security because they'll lose every election. And sure enough, he won the primary by just trying to distinguish himself and saying the others will cut your Social Security, I won't do it. Now, if you looked hard enough, you saw that before ever running for president, he called Social Security a Ponzi scheme, which is a slander. A Ponzi scheme is a criminal activity. He talked about privatizing Social Security. He said he thought the retirement age should be at least 70, with some disdainful comment about how many times do you want to drive your RV to the Grand Canyon. So he clearly was hostile to it. And then once he got into office, first of all, he picked Mike Pence as his vice president, who was an opponent of Social Security, Mick Mulvaney, now Mark Meadows, the people he surrounded himself with were quite anti-Social Security. And every single one of the budgets he's proposed had cuts to Social Security in them. Now, fortunately, none of them got enacted. And now I'm confident he's going to say, hey, I'm the one, you know, Joe Biden's the one who wants to cut your Social Security. But he is a real threat to this, to all of our security, both physical and economic.
Let's talk about the executive order he signed. So first of all, the idea was apparently to help people who are struggling, but his executive order was aimed at people who have paychecks, which are, you know, obviously people who are employed, not the unemployed. So that was one sort of sleight of hand. The other aspect of it was that I understand this order was about giving employers the option to defer their employees' payroll taxes to next year, at which point they would then be slammed with a large tax bill, except if Trump became president, he would then permanently cut those payroll taxes. Is that accurate-ish?
That is. I mean, it's a real trap that he set. And it's there's something else to really understand about this. And that is that, as you said in your introduction, Social Security is extremely popular. Our polling shows that people who identify with the Tea Party are as supportive of Social Security as union members. I mean, it's across the ideological spectrum. All demographics appreciate and value Social Security. So everyone, you now never hear, it used to be in the early days that Republicans would be honest and they'd say, we don't think this is socialism, this is an appropriate rule of government, or they'd say whatever they'd say, but they always lost because it was so popular. So they changed their tactic and they all say, we love Social Security, we just have to save it, we have to fix it. And they're using a tactic that they borrowed from Grover Norquist, who was a tax cutter, of a starve the beast. So instead of just going straight for Social Security's benefits, they say, we're going to give you a tax break. Who doesn't like a tax break?
More money in your paycheck right away. You know, that's
more money in your paycheck. But although it's important to understand that it's 6.2%, so members of Congress are going to get a much larger pay increase than someone who's a minimum wage worker. And of course, the benefit formula is weighted, so the minimum wage worker would get a better return. So it's upward redistribution of wealth is really what it is. And that's an important thing to understand, that the benefits and the contributions are linked. But this is the Republicans not being able to frontally destroy Social Security, so they're trying to, in their words, starve the beast. And that's what I think, you know, approaching this election, I don't think the two parties have been further apart in history. I mean, it may be that in 1936, right after Social Security was enacted, and Franklin Roosevelt had created it, his opponent Alf Landon called it a hoax and a fraud and wanted to repeal it, and Alf Landon lost in a landslide. I think you have to go back to them to see such a big difference, because Joe Biden and the Democrats are support expanding Social Security with no cuts, making the wealthiest in our nation, the millionaires and billionaires, pay their fair share. And what Donald Trump is for, they're all a little cagey about what they're for, but what if you look at his actions, they're for turning the money over to Wall Street, and this is a way to do it, to defund the program.
Now, I understand that very few employers have actually, you know, taken up this a permission that Trump has granted them to withhold payroll taxes for their employers. But the federal government apparently is enacting this payroll tax cut for federal employees. Tell me a little bit about that. And I understand, understandably, people are enraged.
Well, and don't forget, it's all the civil servants, it's all the federal employees. So it includes people in the military. Wow. And so you've got some people who are paying attention. What it's going to mean is that they have no choice. They will get an increase in their wages for the next 4 months. But then in January, they're going to get hit twice. They're going to have twice as much taken out because they will still owe what they owe as withholding every month and every pay period, plus what was not withheld. So anyone who's not paying attention, and you can imagine if you're, you know, overseas in the military, you may not be paying such close attention. You got a few other things on your mind. And for that matter, everyone else, given what's going on with COVID and all that's going on in this country, that you have some people who just aren't paying attention and they don't really even realize that they are having a little bit more money, and they're just, you know, going through their life. And then all of a sudden, once Joe Biden's in, if he gets elected, January 1, all of a sudden, it's going to double for them, and they will think the Democrats have cut their pay.
But wow, indeed, so it's almost sort of blackmail for his election. If he gets reelected, they'll never owe those taxes. Of course, they also won't see Social Security likely if Trump has his way. But if Biden is elected, that bill comes due. Wow.
Well, and you know, of course, we don't know in the future what will happen, but it's certainly a trap that I think the Democrats should be concerned about. I mean, if the Democrats there are various things they can do, but it's definitely a trap. But I think the more serious point is that when Donald Trump took this executive action, he promised, although I would say he threatened, that if he were reelected, he would get rid of all of FICA. There would be zero. What that means is that within 6 months, the 10 million beneficiaries who are getting workers and their families, workers with disabilities, their families would go from a benefit of, you know, $1,200 or $1,500 a month to zero. And just 2 years later, 55 million beneficiaries who get old age and survivors benefits would get zero. So it would give Donald Trump enormous leverage over the Democrats, because it's basically holding a gun to their heads. They're saying either your constituents will get zero or you have to do whatever I want. And the problem is that he will then be not running for re-election. He will be completely independent. Even if they were to pass legislation, he could veto it. The old joke that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're really not out to get you. I mean, I feel a little bit that this might sound like conspiracy theory, but I'm really ringing the alarm, because our only chance to really make sure that Social Security is going to be safe is this November, to make sure that Donald Trump does not stay in power.
Now, Nancy, this you would imagine would be a very straightforward, easy, and important talking point for Joe Biden during the presidential debates. But you point out in the piece that you wrote that an ad that the Biden campaign released saying that Trump has a plan to gut Social Security, that a Washington Post fact checker analyzed it and said that this is a plan that doesn't exist. There's several folks who are claiming that it is exaggeration to suggest that Trump wants to undermine, undo, or attack or gut Social Security. What do you say to that?
You know, it is so frustrating, because with someone in the Oval Office who lies 20 times a day, who just is constantly lying. We just saw with Bob Woodward, you know, that he's been lying for months about COVID. He still is. He's still right. Not telling people to wear masks and so forth. But when you've got that on the one hand, fact checkers are more important than ever. But what today's fact checkers appear to do, or they somehow think they have to be balanced, so that if they find a lie that Donald Trump has told, somehow they have to find a Biden lie, even though he hasn't lied. So Glenn Kessler in the Washington Post twisted himself into knots to find the Biden ad false. He, as you say, he said, well, it isn't a plan. Donald Trump, in his own words, said, this is what I plan to do if I'm reelected. I mean, if I plan to go to the grocery store, that's a plan. What Kessler's sort of implying, well, there's nothing in writing. He didn't, you know, submit it to Congress. There's no legislation. That still is not, shorthand, you say this is his plan to do it. So that was one of the falsehoods that came out of this. The other was that although Trump has been very clear, he said a number of times what he plans to do, the people around him have been saying, oh, no, he doesn't really mean that. And then, of course, he comes out and says, yes, I do. So what I'm saying that the Biden ad takes Trump at his word. And what the fact checker said, oh, no, we got to presume that if he doesn't really mean this. And then he's just twisted himself in knots. And what I analogize the two was a bullied child who wants to appease the bullier, the bully, because it really is a disservice to the American people. As I said in the piece you mentioned, I'm completely independent. I don't work for either party. All I care about is I started this nonprofit organization called Social Security Works because I see the value and importance of this program. So I am saying straight what I think. I'm not beholden to anybody. And I know as someone who's looked at Social Security, who's been in the field, who's watched the politics closely for the last 40 years, that the fact checkers are really doing a disservice because it is absolutely clear that Donald Trump is no friend of Social Security, even if he sometimes says, "You can trust me, I won't cut it."
Going back to the fact that there are already federal government employees, including service members of the military, that are, as if they needed more reason to not trust Trump, that are going to be seeing payroll tax cuts, I believe this month in September. Is there any legal recourse that they have? Are there federal government employee unions that can file lawsuit, or maybe someone's already filed a lawsuit trying to prevent the federal government from doing this?
Well, the lawsuit's very hard because no one has standing. You know, it's a technical part of the law, but at this point, nobody can show an injury. What the unions are doing are they're alerting their members. They're very against this, and they're alerting their members that they should sort of self-withhold. They should keep the money because they're going to have a big liability. But that's a hard message to get through, again, when people are busy and there's lots going on. There has been legislation that's been introduced by Chairman John Larson, who's chairman of the Social Security Subcommittee of the Ways and Means Committee, that would overturn what Trump has done. But of course, you've got the Senate and Mitch McConnell, so it's not clear it's unlikely that that will get through. So the only thing I think we really can do is sound the alarm, let people know what is going on, have people pay close attention, and most importantly, to vote, because we're talking about this 4-month deferral, which Social Security has a $2.9 trillion surplus. So the benefits will keep getting paid no matter what happens over the next 4 months.
Now, one of the things that the Trump administration and its supporters are saying is that, Trump, if he does permanently cut those payroll taxes, that doesn't mean he's going to cut Social Security. It just means that the money for the Social Security checks is going to come out of the general fund. Does that make sense?
No, it makes zero sense because for several reasons. One is we're talking about $1 trillion each and every year. More than $1 trillion.
And already the general fund is getting depleted because of the tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans that the Republicans passed in their tax reform bill a few years ago.
That's right. If you take the 2019 budget just as a baseline, $1 trillion a year would increase the budget by like 30%. I mean, there's just no way. And on top of that, we are spending appropriately money on the economy, on COVID, on the issues that we are. And the thing that is part of what's made Social Security so strong is that it's a pension that has its own pension fund and pension trust, just like a private employer would have it. And as a consequence, when it cannot spend a penny unless it has enough revenue to cover every penny of benefits plus all the administrative costs. So it doesn't add a penny to the deficit and the debt. It has no borrowing authority. But what this would do is rob Social Security of that self-financing mechanism. President Franklin Roosevelt, when he put it in, said that it gave contributors a legal and moral and political right to their benefits. And he added, no damn politician is going to take it away. And we now, unfortunately, have the damn politician in the Oval Office. And if I can even add to that, a Republican president, Dwight Eisenhower, in a letter to his brother in the 1950s, which is now online, talked about, he had a line about, there are a few who want to cut Social Security or get rid of Social Security. They are a small, they are a tiny splinter group. Their number is negligible and they are stupid. Now, I think that's a perfect description for the person who's currently in the Oval Office. But unfortunately, he is in the Oval Office and he has a lot of power. So it's a very real threat. And the American people, as polarized as we are over so many issues, we are united about Social Security. If people really understand what's going on and haven't drunk the Trump Kool-Aid and are willing to really listen to what, not just what he says, but what he's done, I think that's the best we can do to really protect this program.
Nancy, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll post a link to the article that you wrote from our website. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
My guest has been Nancy Altman. She's the president of Social Security Works and the chair of the Strengthen Social Security Coalition. And she recently wrote the piece, Fact Checking the Fact Checkers. Trump does indeed plan to destroy Social Security. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupatsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.